Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Breaking news, Carl.
Yes, we do.
I'll go ahead and tell it to you. The Atlanta Falcons have named their new defensive coordinator. It'll be Ryan Nielsen, who was with the New Orleans Saints as their co-defensive coordinator and D-line coach last season. He's been with the staff since 2017. Sean Payton hired him.
Yeah. Is he bringing Cameron Jordan with him?
All right. That is breaking news. Ryan Nielsen coming over from the Saints.
I wanted Steve Wilks.
Well, Steve Wilks bringing Derek Brown and Ioannidis with
him? I don't know.
All right. Let's talk about this. We've been talking about it all day. We said, when are they going to hire a DC? They have made that decision. Okay. Nielsen comes over from the Saints. Now, listen, this is easy, right? Our general manager, Terry Fontenot, came in from the Saints. He knows Ryan. I have no issues with this as far as, okay, there's a relationship. They feel comfortable with them. Were there more flashier brands available? Absolutely. And Mike and I have talked about some of that. But do they, and I'm talking about Arthur Smith and specifically Terry Fontenot, feel like Ryan Nielsen is going to come in here and get the job done? Mike, they make the hire. I'm going to trust Coach and Terry Fontenot. I'm going to trust the organization. I know some of you right now are hitting me up and put him up, C. Dukes, and you're going, who the hell is this guy? It doesn't mean that he will be a bad DC. Let's not rush to judgment. But I get it. Some of the names that you have been hearing about, we were in the mix for, and this is one of those names where you go, is this the guy we really want? Mike, obviously he knows his stuff. I don't think you hire or take the chance to screw this up. Your defense has to get better. But this is the hire they have made, and they just made this hire literally moments ago.
Now, according to some of the articles that are out there right now for Pro Football Talk, Brian Flores, let's go with the guys we didn't go with.
Okay.
Brian Flores apparently linked to the Cardinals job as head coach. So that may go that way. And that might have said, okay, we had a nice interview, but he's got bigger fish to fry. The Wilks thing, we never talked to Wilks, so that's a good point. I would have liked to have spoken to Wilks before I hired Nielsen, but they obviously had, to your point, the connection with Fontenot and the Saints organization. For those who don't remember, Nielsen was the co-defensive coordinator with Chris Richard as Dennis Allen moved up to head coach. So I'm not sure what that portends as far as is, because guys want to know, what was he doing in New Orleans? It says he's earned the job here in Atlanta.
Well, I'll tell you this. In his five seasons as the, or since 2017, where he took over as a D-line coach, they have 281 sacks, which is second most in the NFL over that span.
But is that virtue of blitz or talent, going back to the Cameron
Jordan
point?
Well, I think there's coaching. I think there's obviously talent. Look, there's no question that Saints D-line's got talent.
Sure.
And it's given the Falcons problems over the years. It's not all just talent, though. That's scheming up. We saw what Dean was able to do. This is a younger guy.
It's been a good defense. You can't argue with that.
No.
So he's helped Cam Jordan even get better, if that was a thing. If it was possible, but this is a younger guy that can grow into the job, whether you like it or not. He's been a D-line coach for a very dominant D-line, so you don't get there. I said this the other day, good coaches need good players and vice versa, so hopefully this is a good coach that we're going to get some good players around in the draft and free agency.
Has he made Marcus Davenport better?
Don't go there, Mike.
Well, I don't know.
I'm not busting your chops.
I'm
just teeing up for my boy.
Don't go there.
I'm not sure Steve Wilks is
By the way,
to make
did
that
you, did you like
better.
Your birthday present? Did you like your birthday present?
Yes, it was a great
Thank
present.
You. No, I'm present. just teeing up for it. That's birthday present number two.
Yes, it is. That you're exactly right. If you're just joining us, Falcons have named former Saints co-defensive coordinator and defensive line coach Ryan Nielsen their next defensive coordinator here in Atlanta. He takes the place of Dean Pease. Now, Pease wasn't here but a couple of seasons, but you saw it. You saw the progress in the defense. You saw him playing hard for him. Listen, we weren't the most talented defense, but Mike and I talk about it every week. Ben don't break, Mike.
Right.
We were in almost every single game. So how does now Ryan Nielsen come in here and make this better? We got to see what they do in the draft, how they're going to spend this money in free agency to go help him get some better players, to Bo's point. Let's wait. I get it. Falcon fans, you're like, whoa, Dukes, come on. I don't know. Let's wait. 404-741-0929. That's our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. You guys can hit us up. I just don't want to tell you this is not going to work. I've not seen him call one defensive down, and I certainly haven't seen how this team's going to change yet, but we now have our defensive coordinator.
I just would like to have kicked the tires on Steve Wilks and see what his philosophy would have been and had he been available.
Well, by the way.
Which he is because he said goodbye to Carolina.
He was the co-DC this year. The Saints defense was still good. They weren't the problem. The defense wasn't the problem.
No, their offense sucked.
So I think it was their team management by Dennis Allen and their offense. But so we got to get.
I will say this: if you're looking for the philosophy, it was a generally aggressive defense, right?
Yeah.
You would consider the Saints an aggressive defense.
Yeah.
And I think for most Falcon fans, when we're getting our brains beat in or whatever's going, however the game's playing out, I would rather lose by blitzing and being aggressive than sitting back in some kind of soft soda getting picked apart.
So apparently also as part of this, and my only thing, I'm assuming here, that he's going to bring in some of his guys, but defensive line coach Gary Emanuel has been let go by the Falcons. We let go of our outside linebackers coach, and also John Hoke, who's been here for a while, secondaries coach, is also. So we lose a D-line coach, outside linebackers coach, and a secondaries coach. Now, it's not a big deal, guys, from the standpoint of, with all due respect to those guys, every team right now that's not in the playoffs, there's adjustments going on. Cowboys just let six of their assistants go in one way, shape, or another.
Oh.
So this is not out of the norm, but I have to assume, Mike, that this is, means that Ryan's going to bring in some of his guys or maybe some people that he knows.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.